Did you get to the part where Manoli has to encase his own wife in the...
Yes, I did.
Isn't it chilling?
It's terrifying.
Imagine growing up with that and the Miorica. It was...
Both stories have such an intense hopelessness about them. The situations are hopeless.
Yeah.
They're immediately hopeless.
And you know it's going to end in a tragedy.
I mean, what is it in the Romanian psyche that it's kind of drawn to poetry that is, and it's sort of like a thinking process or a gestalt, what I don't understand that about
this idea of betrayal.
It's like of hopelessness, a hopeless situation.
Yeah.
It becomes increasingly hopeless as the story unfolds.
Well, I think these poems were probably, they come to us from so far back that it may be even before, let's say, the Colossus of Rhodes and the whole Greek thing where man is the hero. The man is not the hero. Man is the victim in these cases. I think life was so harsh that survival was almost impossible.
I wonder if it goes back to the invasions of the Mongols and, you know, the horrific wars that have swept through Romania, you know, Count Dracu. And
it was a crossroads of many, 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 even the Celts, Charles, in some of the books I have read of that period, it has the Celts that I always thought started in Ireland really started in Romania. Huh. And because of the hardships or whatever, they traveled all the way across Europe to reach Ireland, the Celts. Which is also an interesting sideline of the crossroads of the world in those days and how they traveled to escape something or other.
Well, Constantine himself, you know, when Constantine was crowned the emperor of Byzantium, or the Roman Empire, I guess, before Byzantium. So he was the last emperor of the Roman Empire. But he was crowned in the British Isles. That's where it took place. Because that was part of the Roman Empire, and that's where he happened to be at that time.
And was it towards the end of the Roman Empire reign?
Well, he's the one that moved the Roman, moved the capital from Rome to
Constantinople,
which he named after himself.
Now, you've never been with us to the Santa Sofia Cathedral.
No, I'd love to go.
Donna and I were there.
I want to tour Europe, have an architectural tour. I want to go through Mexico and then over to Europe.
Now, you are aware that in Mexico, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire tried to get a foothold in the New World, as it was called. And so they sent an Austrian duke, or one that was in line for the becoming an emperor for the next addition to the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. Mm. And if it were not for Juarez in Mexico, who I really do not know his schooling, but he was a very wise man, and he came and convinced the Mexicans that they can stave off the overtaking of Mexico by Europeans. Juarez is a great hero of Mexico.
Is that the city Juarez named after him? Ciudad Juarez?
Oh, yes, I'm sure. There's a movie made about this era. And as I recall, Paul Muni, M-U-N-I, starred in it, and I saw it.
No, we should get it.
And I'm sure it's attainable still. With Paul Muni playing the part of Juarez, and Carlotta was the Mexican girl that would have been queen. And I'm trying to think of the man who would be king of Mexico, king and queen. It's a movie. You can still get it.
The Austrian king and queen of Mexico.
That's right.
Well, it's like the Japanese influence in Peru, which is very mysterious to me.
Yes, they had dreams of empire also.
Oh yeah. But somehow it's taken in Peru.
It's what?
It's taken. The prime minister of, or the president, whatever, of Peru was Japanese, and then he was thrown in prison because of corruption, and I think he's still in prison, but he's about, his daughter or something is running for president, and she's Japanese also.
That's in recent times.
Yeah, it's happening right now. I'm trying to think of his name. But I want to go to Mexico so that I can see Felix Candala's work. He's a fantastic thin shell architect. I think he's Spanish, but most of his work is in Mexico.
Where does he have his works?
I'm not sure if they're clustered in an area, if they're all around Mexico. Mm. But they're in the interior.
They're what?
His works are in the interior, oh. You know, probably around Guadalajara.
Yeah, there's a wonderful train ride through Mexico that I always thought would be fun to take. And you go way up high. It's an amazing train ride. And you know how I love train rides.
Yes. So did Grandma Anna, your mom, have this poem memorized, or would she read it from a book?
She had an amazing memory. She could recite parts of the Miorica and parts of the Mestero Manole. But she would read it to me. And then, of course, I learned to read Romanian. And about the same time I learned, I think it was after I learned to read in English. Thank goodness Romania had the same alphabet as
English.
We did. here in America and in most of Europe. But do you know when I visited Romania and went into the monasteries, the nuns all knew how to read in the Cyrillic alphabet and how to write in it, as well as the Roman.
But what language were they writing?
In the Romanian.
Writing Romanian in Cyrillic.
In Cyrillic, yes.
Is Cyrillic a phonetic alphabet?
I really don't know.
It's like Japanese, you know, has it has two alphabets. And one is phonetic, only has 20 letters, I think.
Oh.
And the other one is character. It's not phonetic at all.
Yes, and it has thousands.
Thousands, yeah. Like Chinese. Well, this is delicious.
Isn't this fun? It's such a conversational drink. You know, you can't drink it too fast.
True enough.
Because it's a little too strong. But your father managed to drink, you know, two to my one, or maybe three to my one. I don't know why he went into drinking so heavily. I think he had a lot of pressure. He put a lot of pressure on himself when he formed his own film company, because he couldn't do everything, and so he had to hire other people to do the repetitive work. And you know, we managed all of that right in the Bonview house.
Yep. Well, film is such demanding work.
I
have real respect for anybody who endeavors to make a film. I mean, you have to rent the equipment. It takes so much work to get things set up that inevitably you end up working 20-hour days.
Yeah.
During the shoot. During the rest of the time, you have to work really hard too, because it's competitive. Yeah. You've got to get it done. And so the work that goes on.
You have to meet the demands of the public while your product is in demand.